Ladies, if you made it, put in work.
Work no more. No more. More. More.
Ooh.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Spilt Milk Podcast.
Welcome back. That's a callback to our last episode, if you didn't catch it. Candy's Leave You, the best track.
The ever. Best Real Housewives song there ever was.
Okay, sorry. Okay, back to business. Welcome back, Mommy Milkers.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very exciting lineup of content for you today. Yeah. I cannot wait. But Lauren, I wanted to let you know that I forgot. Somehow we went through all of last week without me mentioning that Erika Jayne is starting her Vegas residency this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How could you forget?
Can you believe it? I don't know. But it started this last weekend, and I'm pissed that I'm not there and can't see it. But do you think she is worthy of a Vegas residency after listening to some of her music?
I would pay so much money to see her.
Really?
Let me look at how much. Vegas.
How much are? No, you wouldn't. I would pay like
$70. Come on.
You would pay over $100.
That's my guess for how much the tickets are. Like, how much do you think? Like, over under $500. For like front row seats.
I'm gonna say $500. Front row seats.
For like the best seats, they're probably like.
Get tickets. I'm looking it up right now.
Because I'm not going to go see Erika Jayne and then be in the nosebleeds. That's so embarrassing.
Yeah, you got to be up there. Oh my God, it's $76. Starting, tickets starting at $76.
Starting.
Let's see I want to see the bougie seats. Yeah, you're right. I want to be next to a Real Housewife if I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to be
I want to be on the guest list.
It's sending me like a weird, this might be a spam thing on my computer. Oh. Might be a spam. I'm choosing to proceed. Okay, most expensive ones, let's see, that are available, at least, mm-hmm. are like $147.
Oh my God,
that's crazy.
Does she have like meet and greet pass?
Lauren, I paid almost $147 just to get into a fucking club in Vegas.
What?
Sans Erika Jayne.
Are you serious?
Not just for me, but for like a whole group of us. Yeah. The covers can literally be like $70. This is basically just a cover.
Yeah.
In Vegas on like an event weekend. Okay. Okay, let me not get too distracted with this. Anywho. This is not Erika Jayne ticket hour. Okay, guys. We have some really important news today. Miss Britney Jean Spears is officially announced getting divorced from Sam as in whatever the fuck. What's his last name?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
He's like nobody to me.
He says he's an actor, but
what has he been in?
Run of Randall Emmett's movies is what he's been in. Like the one he was married engaged to Lala. Yeah. And like his whole thing was like a total scam. Like his whole business practice.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So basically, I'm a huge fan of The Bachelor. All of the spinoffs, all of them. And The Bachelorette just ended.
Yes.
So we thought, what better time than to do a Bachelorette themed with
Maria
other celebrities
River Red.
For Miss Britney Jean Spears, who was recently single.
Who is also known as Maria River Red on Instagram.
Maria River Red.
Did you know that she changed her name to that?
No, I did not. Like, Maria, just on Instagram?
Yeah, Maria River Red.
What is
and,
that?
Okay, I don't know, but I've heard a theory from one of my, I can't remember, I heard it on a podcast, but people are thinking that it's because it has to do with her period, because she was on birth control during her conservatorship,
mm-hmm.
conservatory, whatever you call, and they had her on birth control, so I think now she's just like a river red, like she has a lot of blood packed up over the like 20 years.
I think
that's
the world
gross.
Knows too much about Britney Spears. Like, just about every facet of her life.
yeah, I would agree. But we're choosing a lineup of men. This is kind of a nightmare.
Yeah.
Bachelorette. This is already a nightmare situation.
Yeah. Also, just a preface, I chose these people with, like, absolutely no regard of if they're single or not. That's completely irrelevant. This is them as characters to me.
You might be right, too. I don't think I did that either. Yeah, Some of them are single, some of them aren't. Some of it's a gray area.
Yeah, so. Same. Some of it I just don't know.
So we have a really, I'm excited to see if we have any like crossover on our list, because we didn't like consult each other on this at all. We just said this is what we're doing, and then we took off.
I feel like there might be, because I put some Sarah picks on here.
Okay.
Unintentionally, just ones I knew you would understand. But
okay. Mine are all really basic, I feel like. But I also learned a lot while researching for this list, so I'm excited to share about it. Okay, so why don't you start on your first pick for a Bachelorette contestant on Britney Spears' Bachelorette season.
Okay, my first pick was Robert Pattinson.
Oh.
Because, I don't know if you know anything about, like, his personality, but that man's, like, crazy. Just, like...
Really?
They would have some things to talk about. Like, he's just such a weird guy. And,
explain.
Oh god, let me,
you have to elaborate. I don't know anything about him, I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, he's okay,
not a Twilight girly.
Yeah, he's like, no, he hates doing interviews and stuff like that, so he's known for like giving super weird answers.
Okay, oh, I'm excited.
And
he's a weird guy, he gives a weird vibe.
Yes, and especially when it comes to him like talking about Twilight, like he hated Twilight.
Really?
He hates it. Oh yeah. And so anytime he would have to do like an interview for it, like he like gets so like,
oh my god, you want to know something funny? I studied abroad with a girl who was young Bella in Twilight.
I forgot.
She was a bitch.
Oh my god, one degree of
sorry,
separation.
Sorry, wait, no, I didn't mean to say that. I mean, I just, we just
what
didn't
if she
go
hears this?
We just didn't get along. It was mutual. It's fine. Yeah. I'm content. Sorry, yeah. She's not a bitch, but we just...
Yeah, this is one quote I found from Robert Pattinson. He said, "The first time I went to see the circus, somebody died. One of the clowns died. His little car exploded. The joke car exploded on him." like, that's how Britney Spears types her Instagram captions, just over and over
god.
Again.
Oh my god.
Like, they would get each other.
She posted something this morning that really darked me out. I've had to unfollow her quite a bit, but then I always come back.
Yeah, here's another one. "I have so much residue crap in my hair from years and years of not washing it and not having any sense of personal hygiene whatsoever."
Ew. I hope he's joking.
Who knows? That's the thing. You can never tell.
You can never tell.
Yeah, but that's why I picked him. That was my first pick.
Oh, this is what Britney posted this morning. Okay, this or yesterday. "Before documentaries like TMZ existed, it wasn't acceptable for press to make shows on innocent people to spread false information and ruin reputations. Back when Hollywood had value and respect." Has it
okay.
Her next one goes, "Speak English here? Question mark, question mark." Okay, anywho, all right. She's also in her chef era, which I'm very excited for personally. My first pick, let me see, who do I want to throw down first? So for my nightmare casting, I'm gonna go the guy from Sister Wives, Cody.
Oh my god. Yeah.
And I have a reason why, because listen, Sister Wives is falling apart. Are you up to date with the Sister Wives drama?
It's been a while, I'll be honest.
Really? See, COVID got me into Sister Wives. Excuse you.
Sorry?
COVID got me into Sister Wives. Okay, so basically, there were three. So there were two, and then Robin, I think, came into the picture, and then the other two are leaving, and Robin is like super upset because basically Cody decided that he was just gonna quarantine with Robin during COVID and with just Robin's kids, and then like basically like abandoned the rest of his family. Are you paying attention, Lauren?
I am. I'm listening. Oh my god. So dramatic.
You look like you're playing like games on your computer.
I can type in like sometime.
I'm not good at that. Okay, sorry.
Gosh.
Sorry, I gotta have your attention. So basically they were like ultimate paranoid COVID freaks and isolated Cody from like the rest of his family, and then the other two guys were like, "Fuck this, I'm out of here." Oh, and one of them got catfished in the process by like some lesbian girl who was like pretending to be a guy or something. I don't know. It's really messy.
I do remember that.
Yeah, that was really messy.
I felt really bad for her.
Me too. But so they're leaving. But now Robin is like, "Well, I wanted to be a sister wife. Like, I literally don't want to be the only one having to have fuck Cody. Like, I thought this was going to be split responsibility and blah, 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 blah." She wanted that kind of community. So now she's also about to leave. Cody's gonna be all alone. So I think he should go. He would like, this would be so ironic for someone who's had, like, his show is basically like The Bachelor, where he has these sister wives, and then he's put in a position where he's like fighting for Britney Spears.
Wow. You've thought that through.
Yeah, I really did.
No, she fits.
I think it's a great casting addition.
I agree.
And he's desperate for money right now. I don't think he works.
No.
And also, this is what, okay, Heather McDonald said this, but she was talking about how, like, out of all reality TV shows, TV stars, like, they've been on TV for, like, 15 years, and mm-hmm. you could not tell that they have any sort of money coming in. Their styles and aesthetics have never once progressed or changed. They've never gotten their hair, like, professionally done. Like, yeah. They're casting, their clothing all is from, like, Kmart.
Yeah,
TJ
they're
Maxx,
like in MLMs, just like
JC Penney's, MLMs.
Yeah, like they're just like us.
Truly, just other like Facebook girlies. But yeah, so I'm honestly really excited. I might even have to be watching Sister Wives like full time.
Full time. I'm a full time Sister Wives watcher.
That's basically my job right now.
LinkedIn.
Oh my God, Lauren! I've been watching My Big Fat American Gypsy Wedding on HBO Max. I posted a TikTok about it yesterday. It is seriously... Okay, also, I want to preface this with saying I don't really understand, like, the whole slang of gypsy. I feel like you're not supposed to use it, but they use it in the entire show. So, like, someone please tell me, because I'm avoiding saying it, because I don't know. I don't want to get canceled. But it's so fucking entertaining, Lauren. Like, gypsy culture, or traveler culture, some of them call it, Romies. So fascinating. And it's there's so many of them in like West Virginia and Georgia, like Atlanta. Oh my God, they're near you.
Wow.
Sorry.
They're among us.
Yeah, they're amongst, for sure.
Amongst us.
So, yeah, they get like married at like 12. They pull their kids out of school at like 12 years old, and they're like getting married, and like it's so interesting. It's also like kind of Jersey Shore meets like old, like Mormonism. I'm not kidding. You should watch it. It's so entertaining. Okay, next, your turn. Next person. So we have, wait, who was yours again? Your first
Robert
one?
Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson, and then Cody from Sister Wives. This is already starting off to be a great show.
So the next one I have is Ricky Martin, because they were both in Glee.
Ricky Martin?
Yeah. He was the Spanish, like the other Spanish teacher. He sings Living La Vida Loca.
Oh, yeah.
He was in Glee. He's also a gay man, but he got divorced this last year.
Oh, a gay man would be a really good addition to the
guy. Britney Spears would marry a gay man.
Yes, I actually think that's like honestly just, she should just do that at this point. Just have like a gay best friend and marry them.
That is not the only gay person on my list.
Oh, really? I didn't even think about that. I was trying... I have actually one gay... I put a lesbian on the list.
Me too? Oh my God. I have a feeling it might be the same person. I don't know why, but I feel like it might be.
Oh my God, okay. I'm excited. Okay,
just like Rick... shot in the dark.
Okay, I'm excited.
That was all I said, was that they're both in Glee, so...
Okay. Okay, well, I have a Glee edition. I put Matthew Morrison.
Oh my God.
Because I don't know him.
Is that the lesbian on your list?
No. I don't know that many... I don't know much about him, like, in real life. Kind of have a hard time believing that he isn't just Will Schuster in real life. Like, he's...
Yeah.
Do you know anything about...
I mean, not really, but it's, like, the same way that I can't separate Rachel Berry and Lea Michele. Like, they're just the same. They're playing themselves, and I feel like that's exactly... That's what most people in Glee were doing.
you're right.
Themselves.
Oh my God. Okay, so that's honestly all that I read about. I kind of want to see it, because you know, like, for the first rose, like, whenever he would walk out, he would do, like, a whole song and dance coming out of the limo. Like,
yes.
We need a cringy, and he's a really good, like, easy target for the other Bachelor candidates, you know?
I mean, it's kind of just, like, her dating Justin Timberlake again in my head.
Yeah, but, like a Walmart.
He's just, like, wannabe Justin Timberlake so bad.
Walmart Justin Timberlake, exactly. Yeah. That's perfect for Britney, because you can't outshine her. None of these men are going to outshine her
in
the one woman. And the woman. Okay, your turn next.
Okay, this one's for you. I put Mauricio because in their statement, where they're like, we had a tough year. Britney Spears also had a really tough year this past year.
Yeah.
So I feel like they would be able to bond on that front.
Britney also had a tough year.
She had a rough year.
Well, yeah, so, they're separated, not divorced. Homeless, not toothless. That's what they all say. That's what they all say. I know. It's all in the semantics and the link. Like, there's very intentional word choice put out on that message. And also, okay, so I heard this. I was talking about this on my Discord, plugging the Bravo Discord, Bravo Intellects. Basically, Mauricio, they're all on a family vacation in Italy right now. Like, daughters, mother, Kyle, everybody. But Mauricio, whenever he's not with the family, is flaunting around Italy, telling everyone he's single.
Wow.
So, I think that's really messy on a family vacation. Excuse me. Anywho, okay, that was a good addition. So, I only have one Bravo person on here, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's Tom Sandoval.
Okay, I also had Tom Sandoval.
Yeah, I feel like he's got to be on here. I think he'd be eliminated very easily because he could not handle being with a woman like Britney.
See, honestly, the thing is, though, I'm thinking, like, through the lens of, like, a Bachelor editor, and they would absolutely keep him on just to, like... He'd be, like, one of those people that's, like, very much there for followers, obviously.
Yeah.
And will just be, like, I love you, like, on the, like, the second day or something like that. And then be, like, love our bombing. Connection is so deep. And then, like, telling everybody else that, like, she sucks or something like that. And then you'll be, like, kept on as, like, an enemy for a couple episodes and then eliminated by episode 4.
Okay, yeah, you watch the show a lot more than I do. I'm kind of forgetting that this is not totally up to Britney.
Yeah,
there's some producer interference. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I just don't think he could handle being with a woman of talent like that.
What do you mean? Are you saying? But I would... no, you know what? I just thought of what? He would be on there to further his music career.
That's what I'm saying.
Only.
I'm seeing like a dance scene with him and Britney killing it, eating it up on the dance floor. Eating it up, Lord, to his own music, because that's all they can get copyright clearance on, and they don't want to pay for real music. So Tom Sandoval is like, yeah, you don't have to pay me. You can just play my song for free. And then they're dancing to that. Do they do group dance stuff at the Bachelor?
Nope. They can start.
They should start, though. That Britney season would be the first season to introduce kind of like... it's kind of like a gypsy wedding, like where or like a gypsy party where like they like put their daughters out on the dance floor, and then the men have to circle around and kind of make their impressions and kind of... pounce and then dance with her for 30 seconds, and then they get pulled away and someone else comes in and dances. A lot of dancing for Britney, and she'd love it.
Yeah, and honestly, The Bachelor and all the franchises, they are already like a gateway drug to dancing with the stars, so you like literally might as well just like implement some dance lessons in there, like get them started,
because
every Bachelor ever, every Bachelorette ever, they're like, they've all been on there pretty much. The Bachelorette who just finished, like, that was the finale. They were like, guess what? You're going to be out dancing with the stars. She was like, no way.
She was like,
never saw that coming.
Oh my God. I'm not going to lie, though. If I was ever offered dancing with the stars, I would take that shit away.
Oh my God. Me too. I don't blame them.
It's easy money.
Oh, yeah, and they win, like, all the time.
You would be so funny on Dancing with the Stars.
I could not do it, but I would try.
You would try? You would try? You would do it?
I would try. Yeah, I would do it. Come on.
Yeah. In a place of yes. I love it. Okay. So that was my last pick. I don't have any other reasoning for Tom Sandoval. That's all I can talk about for him.
Yeah, all I had written down, like, to for sure say was that they can sing together.
Sing together, a group a duet, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, I have one. Nick Cannon.
Oh my God, I did not think about that.
He's always looking for a new woman for his lineup.
God, I wish I thought about that.
I know. Sorry. Well,
no,
next
it's okay.
time. I've heard this insane theory, though. Okay, I need to look it up. Let me look up one quick thing. Okay, Nick Cannon, he has lupus, right? Did you know that?
Oh,
yeah.
I did not know that.
So I've heard a theory. I'm pretty sure I also heard this from Heather McDonald. Sorry to keep regurgitating her, but I listen to her all the time. Apparently, people think that he's having so many kids with so many different women, so that way he has a lot of options for kidney transplants if he ever needs one.
Oh, I have heard that, really? But I didn't think I knew he had lupus.
Yeah, he has lupus. I think, isn't it kidneys that you usually need? Or a liver?
I don't know. Well, Selena Gomez needed
it. Yeah, it's a kidney. Yeah. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I don't really know if that's, like, unethical or not, because I think he takes care of all of them, from what I heard, and, like, his baby mama's on, Selling Sunset. No? He doesn't?
It's just kind of, like, how can you take care of all of them if there's that many kids in that many places? Yeah. Like, you're not there.
I guess I just meant financially. I feel like these women get into that relationship knowing you can't have a full-time Nick Cannon. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, that's all I have to say. I just feel like he would definitely say yes. And that's a good boost in ratings. Like, a lot of people like Nick Cannon. He's funny.
True.
I don't really care. I don't think he's that funny, I'm going to be honest.
No, but, oh my god, what was he on? What show was
Wild
that?
Wild Now.
No,
America's Got Talent.
The other one, America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Also Wild and Out.
Yeah, I liked Wild and Out. Okay, next, for you.
Okay, so this one's just a little out of left field. I put Hunter Biden.
Oh, I said we need a politician. Thank you. Okay, that's politician enough for me. That's perfect. Yeah. Oh my god.
In the same way that Britney Spears records every dance move she ever takes, Hunter Biden records every drug he takes and posts it pretty much. I feel like they just would love to post together. They'd post. Have he'd win or something, and then they'd start a couple vlogging channel or something.
I feel like they'd be a vlogging channel. I feel like they'd be really codependent.
Yeah, it would be awful.
That's hilarious.
But he would win.
He would win. I can see him definitely getting into top three. Is he cute? Objectively?
I actually don't know what he looks like.
Let me look it up.
Let me see.
Yeah, let's both give our Hunter Biden.
I guess it makes sense that he's 53.
He is old.
Wow.
He is kind of hot.
Yeah.
In an old man way.
Yeah, that's a
salt and pepper.
I guess. Okay.
Okay, Hunter Biden. Sure. Okay.
Thank you, Hunter Biden. They can live in the White House. Imagine the TikToks.
The dancing TikToks in the Oval Office. Oh,
with Biden himself.
Oh my god.
with Kamala.
Kamala.
Dude, we should have put Kamala Harris on this. They have similar.
She's
vibes.
Queer coded.
Yeah. That's the lesbian. I thought it was Kamala Harris.
Oh my god, this is amazing. I'm just. Yeah. I have to put a visual up on my TikTok of all of these people.
You should, yeah.
Yeah, this is amazing. Ugh. Because also, not only do you have to think about them interacting with Britney, but them interacting with one another, you know?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm seeing lifelong friendships coming out of this cast. Oh my god. I'm not gonna... People who would have never... Who would be able to thank us for putting them in each other's lives. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I put Scooter Braun.
Oh, that's a good one.
Is he married or
he'd
single?
He'd put right back in a conservatorship if he won.
Ooh, yeah. That's why this is a nightmare cast. This is a nightmare cast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just so you know, we're not out for her best interest right now.
What?
We're putting the worst people.
Yeah, I know. I thought about putting some actual people in here, but whatever.
No.
You can't tell Britney what to do. It just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait, what do you think is going to come out about Scooter?
I just feel like it's going to be...
And why haven't we heard it yet?
It either could be, actually something that would end his career, or he's literally just stepping away from, artist management, so everybody's finding another artist manager.
I could see
that. And they're just making
it
a big deal, so, people are talking about him, because he loves press. Attention.
Because did Justin Bieber leave him as well? Because I thought... There's no way.
Yeah,
what?
Everybody. Mm-hmm. And Ariana Grande and Demi Lovato.
The Biebs is out. Because that's what started Scooter Braun's career, right? It was Justin Bieber, from what I remember.
The other way around. Scooter Braun, I think Scooter Braun already had a career, but he discovered Justin Bieber.
It wasn't that big, though, before JB.
No, but he was already working at, a label.
Yeah. like, I remember the Believer.
No, he was managing Usher, I'm pretty sure, because that's how they, like...
Yes, that makes sense. That, I remember that.
Let me fact check.
Okay, fact check. But, yeah, I do vividly remember Scooter being a big part of that little, whatever, Justin Bieber documentary. Why do I remember that? I just, honestly, it kind of surprised me that he was even still being managed by these big names. Like, I didn't realize that. Because, well, he was the one who fucked over Taylor.
Yep.
And people still chose to be with him?
A lot of people, Demi Lovato, whenever that whole thing happened, she released a statement, or was quoted in an interview or something, and was just like, well, he's always been nice to me. I was like, okay.
Just wait, yeah. Damn. Okay, yeah, what's the fact check?
Sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So he was managing Usher and then found this. The tale says that Justin Bieber was playing guitar at outside in the streets of Atlanta, and Scooter Braun just, oh no, he found him on YouTube. He found him on YouTube.
Because he's Canadian. He was not just in Atlanta.
So I don't remember the documentary at all. I'm piecing together. I'm piecing together random bits of the story and just putting a hodgepodge picture. You know, I do that in my TikToks a lot too. I forget. Yeah, I say the wrong shit all the time, and I say it with so much facts and confidence. People be correcting me, but that's good.
Yeah. No, because you're like part of that was right. He was posting videos of himself on YouTube, like singing in the
streets
street.
Of Canada.
In Toronto, though.
Not Atlanta. He ended up in Atlanta at some point. I do.
He did.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was just getting a little bit of it mixed up. Okay. Next for you, Lauren. That's all I have to say about Scooter Braun. I don't know much about his personality. I don't think he would like being in this position at all.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's not interested in Britney Spears. It would, you'd be right. It'd be totally like ulterior motives.
Mm-hmm. He would get a terrible edit.
He would get the villain edit. Him and Tom Sandoval
would be like misquoting him, like all
Tom Sandoval.
He would start managing Tom Sandoval. He'd be the next Justin Bieber.
He should manage Tom Sandoval. He should manage Tom Sandoval.
Scooter Braun would manage Tom Sandoval.
That would be funny. Yeah, I can see that happening. Tom Sandoval would be very excited because he literally does not want to be Tom Sandoval.
Yeah. he would be Justin Bieber.
The next,
if you will. His career
would skyrocket. No, oh my god, that would be horrible. But I would literally, that would happen because he has no money. He's so desperate, you know what I mean? Okay, anyways, moving on. My last person was Scooter Braun. Your turn.
Okay, so the next person I have, just as, like, a duh, and, like, he's also recently single, is Pete Davidson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson.
I don't know. I just feel like he's, like, I don't know. He's gotten a wide variety.
He's a nightmare to you?
More just, like, the joke is that, like, oh my god, he's dating everybody in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, he's gonna be on this show.
I mean,
show.
After you...
That's absolutely not a nightmare to me, but I just cannot imagine them
going
talking.
From,
is what's interesting
yeah,
to me.
Going from dating Kim Kardashian to being on The Bachelor, and then dating Britney Spears.
Yeah, like, that would be crazy.
He would do it.
And also,
dude, the budget for the season would need to be insane. They couldn't do like.
Yeah, and it will be getting worse because my list gets richer and richer.
No, mine too.
Yeah, but what was I gonna say? He like, they both are like, this is not funny. I don't know why I laughed. Like super mentally ill. So like, they're just sorry.
Codependent.
They would either be codependent or like both.
They would do like meth together or something. I'm sorry.
Oh my god. That being said, I love Pete Davidson.
I do love Pete. He's hot. Yeah. He's hot. And unfortunately, too hot for Britney Spears.
Yeah. That's okay.
Okay, that's great. Let's see. Okay, here's my lesbian pick.
Oh, I'm
Ellen DeGeneres.
Okay, that is not.
That's not the lesbian you chose.
The lesbian.
And I think
that was not.
I do think she's.
What I was expecting.
I'm just like the thought of imagine it's like Nick Cannon. Morrissey.
Could not be more different.
Yeah. Hunter Biden. And then it's like, so yeah, she goes from dating Nick Cannon, Hunter Biden, and then little Ellen DeGeneres wiggles her way up in there, trying to smooth over Britney for the rose. I forgot she's happily married, but...
Oh, yeah, and like has been. But...
Oh my god, just the thought of her trying to pull Britney aside to make a little brief connection, as they call it.
Yeah, and half of the Bachelorette is just, well, any of the shows is just like kissing. And imagine Britney Spears and Ellen DeGeneres kissing, making out. Imagine that.
Imagine
Ellen proposing to Britney Spears.
I'm uncomfortable. I'm dying.
Yeah.
So wait,
can I say my lesbian? Oh, okay, please. So I said Cara Delevingne.
Oh, that's a great pick. Oh my god.
Thank you so much. I feel like they would also have some stuff to talk about.
Oh my god, I could actually see them like realistic, like a real, like no joke dating, like for real.
Cara Delevingne is this generation's Britney Spears, if you think about
really?
It.
Really. I'm not gonna die on that hill. Yeah, no.
The joke.
Yeah. Sorry. Everybody I take Britney really seriously. That's not funny, Lauren.
Yeah. You said never.
Don't even fucking
again.
Think about it. I would love for that to happen. Actually, I think she would bring the right amount of like. She's intimidating and hot, but she's also lesbian. So like, I don't think she'd be that like bothered by.
And everyone. Also, she's
and
crazy.
She's nuts. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, great pick. Is she sober now? Do we know?
Yeah, she is. So, but I'm thinking like Cara Delevingne 2 years ago.
That would be
not sober Cara Delevingne is what I'm
sober Cara Delevingne would not have nothing to do with Britney Spears right now. You're right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, my next pick. Let's see. This one's out of pocket. I don't know why I wrote this down, but I'm dying. OJ Simpson.
Oh my god. That is so funny.
Nightmare cast. I didn't write a single bullet. I just said OJ Simpson. I didn't write anything down. No elaboration.
Wait, okay.
He's alive still.
In similar fashion, I said, oh my god, wait, why did I forget his name? Hold on. Oh gosh. What's the son's name? Is it also Robert?
Rob
Kardashian.
He's on my list. Oh my god, yeah. I'm surprised that's the one that we have in common is Robert Kardashian.
Yeah, that was nothing I was expecting, but okay.
Yeah, I didn't write any, no elaboration needed for OJ Simpson.
Just, yeah.
But yeah, remember, nightmare casting is a nightmare.
What nightmare?
I don't want that for Britney. Okay, yeah, Robert, I put Robert Kardashian because him and Blac Chyna obviously are donezo. Been for a long time. He's a single father and she's a single mom, so that's about it. Both famous for a long time. I don't know, have trouble with their finances.
Sure.
Strict parents. They have a lot to talk about. But Blac Chyna, so side note about her, did you know she's sober and Christian now?
Wow, I did
yeah,
not.
Yeah, okay, she's also, she took out all of her filler on her face, all of her filler in her butt.
Oh, I have seen pictures.
She looks
great.
Yeah.
She looks great now.
And she's, like, sober and stuff. But she's on this show right about, like, that's filming right now, or it's going to come out soon, called, like, The Toughest Person on Earth, something like that.
Oh, is that the, like, Survivor for Celebrities?
Yeah, with Tom
like
Sandoval and JoJo Siwa.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I am so excited. I'm gonna watch it. Yeah. Blac Chyna, so JoJo Siwa.
That's an amazing idea.
It's
for
brilliant.
Your show.
And apparently, there's not even like a prize, it's just pride.
Wow, they just
You're just
do it.
Doing it because they're great people.
All of
yeah,
them.
I saw some previews for it. I guess it's already been filmed because I saw a preview for it. And, Tom Sandoval was like, yeah, I'm like the most hated person in America right now. I just need to, like, own my shit and be like honest for once.
He's so full of himself. Most of America does not know who he is.
I know.
What do you mean most hated person in America?
I know. I honestly think Raquel was probably more hated in the moment.
Like, literally.
Which is unjust.
You got a silly little scandal.
Yeah, I know. His name was at least attached to it. He's got some branding out of it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, but I'm excited to watch it, but, like, I don't want to watch too much of it. Like, I hope that JoJo and Tom aren't on for that long, so that way I don't have to finish the whole thing. They're not going to be. That's going to be, like, 4 episodes. I'm not worried about it. Mm. Okay, let's see. Who else do I have on here? Coming down to the bottom of our list, right?
Yeah, I only have 2 more left.
Yeah. Okay, I put Johnny Depp.
Oh my god.
I chose like the worst people I could think of.
Yeah, no, you really did nightmare.
That's what we said.
That is the scariest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. That's so funny.
The sad part about it is I could see Britney being easily swooned by a Johnny Depp man.
Have you seen what he looks like now?
I don't think it's like about that. It's not really even about that. Yeah, I think he's ugly as fuck.
So
I've never been into
scary.
Him. I've never been into him.
No, me neither.
But I'm not really into that.
I don't trust
not
him.
Into that aesthetic.
Scary aesthetic.
Yeah, I don't know. I still see it happening. I'm not gonna lie. And I also think he'd be good casting because he would not be intimidated by any of the other people. Like, he's down for like a poly relationship type of thing. You know what I mean? So he's chill with it. Okay, next for you.
Okay, this one is kind of like whatever. I just said Leonardo DiCaprio because it'd be like a change of pace. Him and Gigi Hadid just broke up recently.
Again?
Who knew they were together? I found that out. Yeah, they broke up again. And I don't know, I just feel like that'd be funny, like, the first relationship he has with somebody over the age of, like, 25.
It's Britney Spears.
It's Britney Spears. Like, okay.
Oh, God. I can't see them being able to talk for more than 30 seconds.
No, he's, like, philanthropist.
I think...
Like,
I think he would show up for the first thing, do the little... Whatever they... When they come out of the limo.
They get out the limo.
But I think after a few minutes, he'd be like, I'm gonna go home. Like, I think I'm okay.
Yeah, he's gonna be...
Yeah, I think he'd be a good person to boost up ratings and, like, they kind of just pretend like he's gonna be there, but then you watch the first episode and realize that he leaves, like, immediately. So.
Yeah, or he would be, like, on the show for a little bit and then it would come out like it does every season inevitably that he like has a girlfriend back home of like 3 years or something
exactly. His going back home is Gigi. Him breaking up with her was just a publicity stunt so he could get on the Britney's Bachelorette.
Yes, that is so funny. The People Magazine.
Imagine Gigi just being like, yeah, I'm fine with that, go date Britney Spears.
Yeah, like, okay.
He's like, don't get up,
that would be a good hall pass in a relationship. Like, yeah,
I'm not.
You can be with Britney Spears.
Okay, my last person is, I don't know his name, SpongeBob guy on Broadway.
Oh, Ethan Slater.
Yeah. He's fugly.
I almost put Ariana Grande's ex-husband on this.
Dalton?
Because it was funny, but he is fugly, yeah.
Dalton Gomez?
I didn't, though. I almost.
He's hot. Though, yeah, exactly. This guy was cast SpongeBob for a reason. I don't even care if he wore a costume, he does look like SpongeBob.
he didn't have to.
I don't know. Also, I have to side note, I just think that it's kind of a troll move for her to drop a foundation during all of this.
Oh my god, she just does not give
did
a
not
fuck.
Read the room.
Like, she just... No, she could not care less.
Such
a
troll.
She's winning the... What is it, like, the I don't give a fuck war or something.
Oh my god, she's such a troll.
She's winning.
And I actually do feel really bad for his ex. So that's why I think he should be locked in on a contract like this where he has to date.
Oh, no, yeah, he should,
Britney
like...
Spears.
He should be in a conservatorship.
Oh my god, yeah.
I'm just throwing
no,
those
yeah,
around.
She puts him in a conservatorship.
Yes.
I love that.
She would. She's for the girls.
Oh my god. Okay. That's the last of my list,
okay.
But I do want to talk. Oh,
I
yeah,
have
sorry,
one
sorry.
More.
Go.
Sorry. My last one is Woody Harrelson. he's like crazy. That's why. What?
Do I know
him? Look up a picture of him. He was in Haymitch in The Hunger Games. You would definitely know if you know him if you saw him.
Oh,
him.
He's scary looking. He looks like a.
He's just like a little crazy. He's like, he's been reposting like articles about like COVID and like 5G and the vaccine and stuff. And he's just like, I don't know if it's true. I'm just putting it out there.
I don't know if it's true, but I'm gonna spread it anyway.
Yeah, like fully, like yeah. He literally like this is an exact quote. He says, "I haven't fully vetted it, but I find it very interesting, like about how 5G radiation is exacerbating the contagion spread and making it more lethal." So I just feel like they might have some theories.
They'd love oh my god, Lauren! I just learned something. So it says I looked up Woody Harrelson. That's funny because it says the first thing it goes is Woody Harrelson related to Matthew McConaughey.
Oh yeah,
they're half brothers.
That was well. I don't know if it's like confirmed. They just think so. Something like that. Like
no, I'm believing it. I choose to.
It was either Woody Harrelson's dad or Matthew. I think it's like Woody Harrelson's dad was a hitman and briefly dated Matthew McConaughey's mom or something like that around what? The time. And one of them doesn't know who their dad. I guess Matthew McConaughey didn't know who his dad was or something. And it like they think it might be Woody Harrelson's dad. Like, I don't know if it ever like I know they took a DNA test, but I don't know if the results.
Yeah, it says might. Oh, yeah. They took a DNA test. Okay, I don't know. We'll figure that out. Anyways. Interesting. Wow, they do look alike in their face. Yeah. Okay, sorry, I don't know much about him, but that we need an anti-vax energy on here to stir up the pot. Unfortunately, we gotta have even more of a haters, like even more enemies to make people like Scooter Braun and Matthew Morrison look like potential bachelors.
Yeah.
Okay. I just some random tidbits. These are very random. Okay, but I went on a deep dive on Reddit about some Taylor Swift plastic surgery accusations.
About who?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, really? What did people they think saying, she got done?
People are saying, like, confirmed boob and nose job.
That would not surprise me.
Really? She has an amazing surgeon, if so. Because I'm not kidding you, her face is not aged a bit. Yeah. A second.
I know, that's why it's, like, shocking.
It's not like plastic surgery to look different. It's to maintain that debut look.
Yeah.
What do you think? You know more than
me. I'm looking up side-by-side pictures right now.
Yeah. You're not defensive.
I mean, I don't care. I think I'm just going to get me canceled. I don't really care about Taylor Swift anymore. But
I'm indifferent. I mean, I like her. I appreciate her. And her influence, but yeah, people know I'm not like a Swiftie, so it's okay.
Yeah,
this isn't like a Swiftie fucking podcast.
Yeah, all the side by sides we're seeing are like, I don't know, like she doesn't look that different, but yeah, I can see it is that's more just point. Like a maintenance thing.
It's a maintenance, yeah.
Yeah, like there's nothing specific.
Nose even?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
Okay. People were saying that The Weeknd is trying to imitate Michael Jackson.
I always thought their voices sounded similar. Like that's not crazy.
You're not wrong, but like the vibes and like after this summer and his whole
dude, The Weeknd acting... needs to like. I don't know. I wish I went back to knowing nothing about him as like a person because now I can never look at him the same after watching like two episodes of The Idol. That was like enough The Weeknd for like my entire life. I don't need to ever hear him talk or anything ever again.
Okay. What I want to understand is who is constantly streaming The Weeknd music?
Right. Don't get me wrong.
He's always number one on any fucking Billboard radio, like, streaming thing. It's always The Weeknd number one. And it's not like, I'm sorry, but, like, right now it's the summer of Taylor Swift and Beyonce. Like, they, you would think they would be the number one stream.
Yeah. Like, if you look on Spotify.
I'm like, what bots? Give me the bots.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure Taylor Swift is, like, he's like definitely ranked higher than Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Let me see what ranking Beyonce is actually, because that's interesting.
I literally just
looked
it up. I think
Ed Sheeran is like number one. Isn't that crazy?
His little Starbucks stunt.
Beyonce is number 34.
America has a problem.
Literally. Okay, let me see what Drake.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. I'm telling you, these bots are trying to cancel out Beyonce's impact.
Yeah. Drake is number 6. That's the difference. Drake and Beyonce, 34 and 6.
That's ridiculous.
Let me see. The
I'm mad. I'm mad as
no,
hell.
No, like, actually.
No, I have a very... I'm like a conspiracy theorist about The Weeknd and his streaming. What?
The Weeknd is number one!
I told you! No, I literally told you.
Let me see what Taylor Swift is. Oh my god, this is like... I hate finding out things.
I hate the truth.
Yeah. Okay, Taylor Swift is number two. It did not used to be like that. Ed Sheeran used to be above
her, I thought.
Swift
being two and Beyonce being 33...
That is crazy.
I'm not gonna say it.
I'm not gonna say it, but we're all thinking
it. I'm not gonna say it. Okay, wow.
Ed Sheeran is number five. When's the last time you heard an Ed Sheeran song?
He has an album coming out soon, and he was doing this promotion thing where he was giving out fucking drinks at Starbucks. Okay. That's why. That's literally why. Okay. Laura, I'm not kidding you. And bots. That and bots. Last thing. Last tidbit. Victoria Beckham has really bad bunions.
Why do you know that?
I was just on a Reddit deep dive, like, trying to look up people for this, and I found some accumulated that interesting bit of knowledge. I have bad bunions, and that made me feel better about having bunions.
We exist.
I feel seen, and, like, she could easily get a surgery to fix that, but she wants to be bunion positive, which I appreciate. Yeah.
Representation matters.
Bunion positivity. Yeah. Okay, on that note, yeah. We're gonna end on that note. That's all I have planned to say.
Me too. I don't have any tidbits. I just was so excited to do the Bachelor thing.
This was a great topic. Agreed. It was fun to deep dive into all of this. I'll post something on TikTok about it to like, so you can get a visual of this cast, because I think that is important. Yes. But yeah, follow us on Instagram, spilt_milk podcast. Follow Lauren on TikTok. Did you get your TikTok back?
I did. It only took a couple hours. For the people who don't know, my TikTok got banned for a couple hours because they said I was under 8 or like 13 or something like that.
She's 20 years old.
It's a 20. Yeah, it might.
She's 12. My co-host is 12.
I'm just really smart and in college.
What if you were like 12?
That's my God. Yeah. Anywho. So I had to like. Just like confirm my age, and then I got it back a couple hours later.
Oh, good. It's okay.
Like,
I got banned
up
online.
Like a paper with a code on it with my face in it.
Send me the photo. I want to post it on our Instagram.
We can post it on our Instagram. Yeah. Our photo job.
That's funny. Yeah, that's funny. Okay, and then what's your username?
Oh, my TikTok spell it out. BeffJazos, because I'm stupid.
It's perfect. My username is saltbitch34. The I in bitch is just a period. But just look up saltbitch34. You'll find me. All right. See y'all next week. Bye.
Bye.